On a fantastic Tuesday afternoon, how's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear and welcome to Night Tracks Radio. Today's artist spotlight, singer, songwriter, musician, actor, photographer, the quintessential Renaissance man, the legendary Mr. Ron Moss is joining us this afternoon with his new album, of course, Surprise Trip Love. Mr. Moss, thank you so much for joining us today.
The pleasure is mine, Teddy Bear. The pleasure is mine. It's great to be here.
You know what? I had an opportunity to go back and listen to your previous album, Lockdown Lover. And one of my favorite songs from that particular album, you put your own special interpretation on Duran Duran's hit single, Ordinary World. And you destroyed it. You had
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's not an easy song to do by any means. And for some reason, it just stuck in my mind while I was in Italy. And I went, I want to work this up and make my own version of this. And it came together. And it was one of those times where I had to record it with my friend's band, my band in Italy. But we had to do it remotely. Everything had to be remotely because everything fell apart in March of 2020. So we were in Belgium, and I had I recorded the song, guitar and voice, sent it to the other guys in Italy. They recorded their parts, sent it back to me. I cymbaled it all into a visual thing, and it came out really well. I was very surprised, very happy. But that I love that song, and I love playing it live.
It's beautifully done on your part. And as I said, I've always had this kind of taboo mentality when you try to remake something that's considered a untouchable song. But the way that you presented it was incredible. I mean, it was really incredible. And another thing that I've always found so impressive with you is that over the years, you have maintained your vocal prowess. And I wanted to ask you, how have you been able to do that? Because as we get older, a lot of times we don't take care of our voice, and you've done a masterful job being able to do that.
I appreciate that very much. I don't know if I can attribute it to anything other than just continuing to write music, to sing, to I live now in Arizona, and I've been doing these small concerts with some friend musicians. So we do play a lot of little bars and things around here. And for me, it's keeping in shape. It's like going to the gym.
Right, going
and just working out. But it keeps me in tune, keeps me going, and it's fun to do. So there's no special tricks other than just using the muscle that you want to strengthen and keep up to shape to the way you want to be. Where I'm pretty much training now like Rocky, going into the gym, training for my European tour coming up in a few months. We'll start that in Italy and Bulgaria and London and possibly Greece and Finland. And we have all these different things we're going to tour in Europe in a couple of months. And so keeping in shape, keeping healthy up here too. That's most important to me.
That's more important than anything else.
I agree. I totally agree.
One of the things that I love about this particular album, this new album, of course, Surprise Trip Love, the level of transparency, and it seems that you are in a place of your life where you've acquired some sense of tranquility, spiritual tranquility. And one of my favorite songs on this entire album, Just Once More. The vocals, the sound is raw, but also smooth at the same time. But you can really feel the urgency coming through on your voice on this particular song.
Thank you. Thank you again for that. That track has a unique distinction of being the only track on the album that was actually recorded live. The whole thing is live with the boys in Italy. And it came out very well. It was very honest, and just the way we recorded it in one take. And it was during a live performance. So we're very happy with it, but thank you for that.
You did.
That song is one of the two songs that I did not write for the album. It was written by my friends Gunnar and Matthew Nelson, who happened to be Ricky Nelson's sons.
Right.
I've always loved that song, and it comes across really well live, and I love doing it.
You know, it's one thing to write a song for someone. It's another where you're able to embrace that song and make it your own. And you have done that. You have really, truly have done that. And I wanted to ask you, you're so versatile, and you have so many different layers of what you're able to do. How do you remain grounded, or being quote unquote, I guess, your non-busy time, when you're able just to kind of relax a little bit, because you're always on the go, you're always doing something. So where do you find that personal kind of wind down time for yourself?
The wind down time is something I build into every day, if possible. Yes, when we get going, we're always moving, always, always moving. Even during all the bullshit of 2020 and 2021 and 2022. And you know what I'm talking about. I don't have to define what bullshit I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We kept moving. We kept moving. We kept creative. And we kept strong up here. You mentioned spiritually. Yes. We approach most everything in our life now with a spiritual thought, with a spiritual wish, with being in gratitude at all moments of our life. I live under the moniker of I am in gratitude. And so we try to approach everything with a positive, in gratitude experience of moment to moment. So those little moments that I take to be quiet, we really are quiet. My wife and I differ in the mornings in that I am a quiet in the morning person. She can wake up and her mind is immediately active and just going, going, going. And she used to just bombard me with all the stuff of what we're going to do that day. And this is what you need to do. And please fill out this form and do it. And I went, stop. Stop. This is my quiet time. This is all my main quiet time in the morning. Let me have my quiet time. Then we'll get into your brain, where she's just exploding with thoughts and things. So I take my quiet time seriously. And so
I remember the last time that I had the pleasure of having you on the show, you touched upon how important it is to meditate, to get your mind right, to really think things through before you proceed. Everything is strategically done and making sure that the most important thing, as you said earlier, that we're all in that right G. Everything is organic. Everything has a purpose. In your whole entire life, it seems that your whole life has been predicated on a purpose. And I wanted you to kind of expand on that a little bit to the many people that are tuning in and watching live. What do you think your purpose is?
I don't know if I can give you the answer to that, but let's see if it comes out in just an explanation of how I approach everything in day-to-day life. I approach everything in a way of you never really know what you're looking at. You never really know what you're experiencing. You never really know what people's intentions really are. Things are not always as they seem. That's a cliche, but it's true.
Yeah.
So I approach everything that comes to me and everything that I see in life as let's wait and see how it might really be. For instance, example, someone comes and says something to you or does something that ordinarily you might have a visceral reaction to. You might react in a very knee-jerk way. I try to always pull back that knee-jerk reaction and go, let's look at this from a little other perspective before I release all Kraken on this situation.
Right.
Pull back, calm down, and just look at the whole situation and let's see if what I was initially feeling was true, or maybe it's not quite what I thought. So that's the Zen part. That's the meditative part. Take some time with your, don't just react immediately, especially when other people are concerned.
Right.
Pull back and look at it. Yeah, you don't want to, because then you could destroy a situation. You get two people that are reacting to a knee-jerk thing, and you're both knee-jerking and kicking each other, and you don't, and then you realize, we didn't have to do that. It could have been, this could have been resolved if we just take a step back. And I do that with everything. Some people would criticize me and say, I move like a turtle, you know, I move slowly and all. It's for a reason, because I've had my share of trips.
Right.
And I mean tripping and falling, right. You know, have a nice trip, see you next fall. I've done enough of those in my life to realize if I just slow down a little bit, just look a little more carefully, look a little bigger, I don't have to trip as much as I used to. So right. that's my sort of meditative bent on life.
I remember an interview that you did about 15 years ago. And one of the things that you said in that interview that really stuck with me to this day, you said one of the biggest problems that we have as a society, we're always searching for instant gratification instead of staying the course. And you have managed to stay that course. And now you have this wonderful, this wonderful new album. And family, be sure the album is available as we speak on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify. It is available as we speak. Surprise Trip Love. But I got to ask you, what is it about Italy? Because I know that you have a home in Italy. What is it about Italy that seems to bring out that very unique and special, unique quality from Ron Moss?
Italy has held a place in my heart for many, many years since I first went there to film my first movie back in 1981. We've spent 3.5 months in Sicily, on Mount Etna, the largest active volcano in the world.
Wow.
And I was able to experience Sicily then, and also Italy proper back then. And then I do this TV show that becomes extremely popular in Europe, all around the world. And Italy is one of the main countries that really embraced us. And it drew me in, and I got to go to Italy several times to do remote shoots for the TV show Bold and Beautiful. And I fell in love with the culture. I fell in love with the history of Italy. I fell in love with the people of Italy, because they are passionate people that don't hide that element. Different countries have different temperaments, and Italy's temperament is passion in whatever way. And in Italy, everybody's a singer also, by the way. Everybody's a singer. It's very cute. So I fell in love with the culture. I fell in love with the history. Walking through Rome is an experience not to be missed. Now I live in Puglia, which is southern Italy. It's a little more primitive. It's not the highbrow Tuscany. It's kind of farmland. It's where most of the olive oil in the world comes from. And the wine is, of course, fantastic. I have fallen in love with the wine as well. But the food, definitely, they have this thing called Kilometre Zero, which means any restaurant you go to within a certain area we'll be using food grown within 1 kilometer of that restaurant.
Incredible food.
So we don't have that in the United States. I don't think we will ever have that anymore in the United States. They will not have GMOs. They will not allow it. They will not allow the fake meat. They're the first country to actually ban Bill Gates' fake meat. They won't allow that stuff because they believe in real, real food. And it's so important. And I realize the importance of food when I'm in Italy. Yes, it's wonderful, but there's a reason it's wonderful. And you have to look at all the different factions of that. So my love of Italy has been a 45-year love affair. And they have embraced me. And I'm, again, completely and totally in gratitude for that. Because we've now set up our production company there, my wife and I and our friend Tiziano Cavallari. We have a production company that is doing movies and doing tours, the music tours. It's all connected. And I'm very, very grateful. Very grateful. It's imagining where you want to be and then taking the steps to visualize it and actually make it happen. So,
is it a difference singing-wise, as far as singing it in a more passionate Italian manner, this album, than it is as far as quote-unquote in an American way? Because what I've noticed is that they have a greater appreciation for romance. They have a greater appreciation for relationships. So does that give you a somewhat more of incentive to really ingratiate yourself even more singing it in Italian?
Singing in Italian was something I did not expect to do. It was suggested by our producing partner, Tiziano Cavallari, and my wife. They suggested I try. And I went, so I'm not only going to be doing touring and playing all this music stuff, now I have to sing in Italian? And I got a little... It was one of those moments where I didn't step back and take a moment. So I tried it and it worked, and I wound up loving it. I love it. It's something so special. I'm not versed in Italian enough to be able to just rattle on in Italian, but I speak restaurant Italian. But I learned to sing in Italian, and it's so much fun. It's so gratifying to know that they are understanding me right when I'm singing. And it's very cool, and it's not an easy thing to do. But I realized I really love it. I really love it. So,
well, people are tuning in, and they're definitely loving the album. And I want to stress one thing that people may not be aware of: you're an exceptional guitarist, and most people don't know that. But what I wanted to ask you is: there a difference doing it from an electric perspective? Or do you feel more closer to the listeners when you perform with an acoustic guitar?
I don't really think there's a difference with that as much as just the sound of what happens. It's a different instrument.
Right.
I love the acoustic because it's intimate and it can be very private. But I love the electric part because it represents my rock and roll roots and being able to go out. Now, sometimes we do the electric guitars with the acoustic performance as well. It's just a different sound, but I like it. I like being able to have that variation. In fact, if I can give a little shout out to this wonderful guitar maker that... I can't wait to see what they have made. They made me a special guitar, Paoletti Guitars in Italy, custom made me a new electric guitar that I'm going to see when I go there this year. And I can't wait to try it because it's like something handmade in Italy for Italy. And I want to share it with everybody on my tour in Italy, the Paoletti Guitars. But it's a big difference. And I love it. The acoustic guitar.
Oh, that is beautiful.
The acoustic guitar it's always going to be there because it's just kind of angelic. Something about this guy. Are you hearing this?
Yeah, absolutely. And everybody's listening and watching.
Feed the dog, feed the cat, feed the ego, feed my soul, feed the tender beast. Drive me home, drive me crazy, and don't ever, ever let it cease. I carry on, I push way back, don't ask me to take the blame. Can you tell me, please, why it all seems so insane? 'Cause I'm crazy, crazy, crazy. So crazy for you, crazy for you. Trouble is, I see through walls you can never be too sure. But diving deep beneath the heap, you can never be too pure. Do you see the heat? Do you feel the light? I'm showing you my best side. Guess the time is up, and what I'm trying to say I just can't hide. 'Cause I'm crazy, crazy, crazy. So crazy for you, crazy for you. Ask me anything you want, I've got the time. Till all hell freezes, I don't know if a broken heart mends or learns to live in pieces. 'Cause I'm crazy, crazy, crazy for you. Yes, I'm crazy, crazy, crazy for you. Yeah, I'm crazy.
Mr. Ron Morris. That was exceptional. It seems that it just, you're at home when you play. It's something, I don't know, just something different when you pick up an acoustic guitar and you play. It's something different. It's something more intimate when you play.
It is intimate. It's not just intimate in the surrounding. It's intimate in projecting a part of me. I think singing is probably one of the most intimate things you can do as an individual, because your voice is unique. Your voice, I say yours, meaning everybody's voice, is unique to them. And it's singing live is kind of, a lot of people have a fear of speaking live. We know that. A lot of people, that's the number one fear for people, getting up and speaking in front of a group of people. I think second would probably be performing in front of people, because it's even more intimate than just speaking. And so, yeah, it's a unique kind of thing, and you either have that in you or you don't. And I think it's something people can develop. But you have to work at it. And so,
speaking of working at it, you and your lovely wife have a very unique and very loving relationship. And I wanted to ask you, what has her love, understanding, and compassion, what has it meant to you on this journey? Not just in music, but just in life in general, at this stage in life in general.
It means everything. It means everything. She is my lifeline. She is my link to a true heart. She is my link to the truth in life. She is my teacher of everything gratitude. My wife has taught me many lessons. I hopefully have imparted a few to her as well, but she teaches me about being true, being real, being following your instinct, of which hers are impeccable. I trust her instincts more than anything now. So she's just my link to, it's a wonderful back and forth. Now, do we get into it sometimes? Am I portraying a relationship that's so frickin' perfect that we never get into it or anything? No, we do. Just like everybody. We've got that element because we're both strong personalities, and I'll let a lot slide, but sometimes right. I don't. I'll let the stuff that doesn't matter to me slide, but if it does matter to me, then we get into it. So we fall into that category of having to deal with the same relationship stuff that everybody does. So don't think we're so perfect and all that. But in many ways, we have that perfect balance. My wife is a big proponent of balance in life, mind, body, and spirit. She's written several books about all that. So she follows what she preaches very well. And I am, again, in much gratitude and in daily awe of what she, how she does things, how she gets things done. She is a consummate visualizer, consummate maker of things happening. She does it very efficiently. And so she brings that, she attracts that good stuff to her constantly. And I'm, again, in gratitude.
You know,
I'm seeing people, the comments I wanted to shout out to, if I may, to Ms. Angelique. Ms. Angelique, hello. She's in Belgium, not Belgium, Netherlands. Netherlands. She's in, she's a very dear friend and handles a lot of our European fan activities and things in Amsterdam. So, and Pam, and Devin, Pam listed
and
there.
Devin said, he's not perfect, and I kicked
him. He's not perfect. Yeah, I saw that one too. Yeah. I was hopefully admitting to that before she says that, but.
That's, you know, it's such a wonderful, it's so wonderful when you know that you have someone, when you have your good and your bad days, that loves you unconditionally, because you know more than others. In this industry, you deal with so many fake individuals who are looking to gain something by being around you, knowing that when you go home and you have someone that loves you and respects you in that manner, and also motivates you to become a better version of yourself. It's incredible.
You just condensed everything into a couple of very big truths. You did it very well. You said it very well. That's exactly what happens. And I think the gratitude and being constantly in every moment grateful for everything. I get into the shower in the morning and I'm grateful for hot water. I can't believe hot water is coming out. It's so wonderful. Every little thing, and look at the little things. Always be mindful of the little things in your life that come very quickly, and just be grateful for those things that come to you. And you never know where those gifts are going to be. And I see the gifts every day. One, our health. Two, our ability to be happy, to have that gene that dictates we're going to be happy here. Yes, we have hard times. Yes, we have challenges. Everything is not perfect, but take those imperfections and make them work for you. use the things that go wrong sometimes in life and make them work for you. Use them. Don't just complain about it. How can we make this not very good thing work for us, work in our favor? Find a way to use it, because you may be surprised of where it takes you, why that thing was put in front of you. Why was that stumbling block put in front of you? Learn how to get around it or step over it or do whatever needs. It could take you on a whole different place in life that will make you grow and give you that lesson for the day that was intended for you. You either realize it was a lesson or you didn't, and you're going to have to use that lesson again some other time.
Yeah.
Somewhere, some way, it's going to come back if you don't learn that lesson now.
Without question. It's all about communication and respecting each other's boundaries. And you've done, both of you together have done an exceptional job. And I want to talk about your fan club. They love you. They adore you. They follow you wherever you go. And I wanted your personal perspective on knowing what has it meant to you to have that level of love and support, love and support from so many people, not only who love you, but love your music.
I try to do as much as I can for the people that follow this journey that we're on. I very much appreciate them. I appreciate that they have been with us for many, many years. And I try to always do things for them. I'm 99 9/10% of the time, I'm not getting paid to do a lot of things. I do a lot of things just because I think it's important for the people following us on this journey to have this experience, and that they appreciate what I do musically or TV wise or movie wise. It means everything. It means everything. I'm doing it for them. I'm fulfilling a creative path for myself, yes, but I'm doing it basically for them to appreciate, for them to learn, for me to learn. So I have a huge appreciation for everybody who's on this path with us.
Well, we appreciate you. And I know the listeners out there would like to know, so when exactly does this tour begin? Because I know people will definitely get on a plane to see you perform. So when does it actually begin?
I would say the 1st of June we will start. I land in Italy at the end of May. And we go into immediately to do a couple of TV shows to promote the tour, the TV shows of Italy. Wonderful shows that I've done before, and we may play some music on those shows. We'll do the interviews. It'll just be a starting bed for the tour. And so June until October. Within all those months, we'll be there. We already have concerts in Bulgaria, in London, in Italy. We're still working on some for Finland and possibly Greece. And it's all good. And I'm looking forward this year to getting more international outside of Italy, which is why these different concerts in different countries around Italy are so important. I think it'll open up a lot of things that previously were confined more to Italy.
Mm. Well, we're looking forward to see you performing live. And remember, family, to get all the latest updates, make sure you stop by his official website. That's at ronmoss.com. You can also make sure you subscribe and follow him on his fan club, of course. That's on Facebook.com. Ron Moss, make sure you go there. That's more important than anything else. And also pick up the new album. Of course, Surprise Trip Love. Surprise Trip Love. Available on iTunes.
This album was the music, half the music from this album is from the movie that my wife and I and Tiziano Cavallari produced called Surprise Trip. Now, Surprise Trip in Italian is translated to Viaggio a Sorpresa. Viaggio a Sorpresa. That's what they call it in Italy. And we're working on getting the distribution for this.
One more time. I have to brush up on
Viaggio a Sorpresa. Viaggio a Sorpresa. Or just call it Surprise Trip.
Surprise.
We're working on getting distribution for this movie around the world, and we're very close to doing that. But the music was inspired from that movie, and then I took it even further to make a whole album of all original songs except for two of them. And Teddy Bear, just curious, do you have the ability to have a video played in here?
Yes, absolutely.
I have, I can put a screen share thing if.
Yes, absolutely.
Should we try that?
Let's go for it. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Let's see if I can do this.
Okay.
This is the first single off the album called Just a Little. And we filmed this wonderful little story in Italy, in Puglia, right near where we live. And let's see if this works. And I'm hoping it does. Okay. Let me bring it up and...
Let's see here. Let's put it on the screen.
Do you have it listed there? Do you have it? Can you see it?
Yeah, I can see it. There you are.
Okay. Here, let's try this.
Everything is gonna be fine. I'm not gonna live without you. Everything is gonna be right. Like I told you, I told you. No matter what the walls we come against, no matter how you fall, I'll pick you up. Everything is gonna be fine. Like I told you. Hurts a little. everything cuts too deeply.
Lord have mercy, Mr. Ron Moss. Oh my goodness. New album, of course, Surprise Trip Love, available as we speak on iTunes, Apple, Amazon, if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous. And to get all the latest tour information, be sure to stop by his official website. That's at ronmoss.com. I'm going to put in a request. I'm going to ask this of you. I would love to get an autographed copy of this album on vinyl. If you're going to distribute it, I would love to get an autographed copy of it. There it is.
We on vinyl, you need the vinyl. I heard some talk about us producing some vinyl copies, so I will see. But if we don't get the vinyl, I can definitely get you one of these.
That's fine. That's even better. That's even better. This is your home away from home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let me know. We love you. And more importantly, I respect you. You have accomplished so much and your journey has just begun, my brother. It is just begun.
Teddy Bear, I thank you very much. I see someone ask, Ron, would you ever consider acting again? Nadia says, I haven't actually stopped acting. We're the movie that this album is from was a cute little romantic comedy we filmed in Puglia in southern Italy, and we're planning some other projects for this year as well. We have a thriller, believe it or not, that we're going to do when we go back to Italy as well. This is we're trying to keep a little under wraps, but I figured there's no reason to do that. So I'm still doing the acting thing, and we're still very involved in that. And I've combined the two things that I love most is the movie making and the music soundtrack for that. So just staying creative.
Hey, you know me. I'm a little bit jaded. I love to see you rock out. You know,
You are, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that. We're going to do some rocking out, too. We'll do a lot of acoustic concerts, but there'll be some where we have the full-on electric stuff happening as well. And we're also planning to bring that to the United States after.
Okay.
When we come back, I will have Ron Moss's player, and we'll be touring around the United States. So we're making all of it happen. We're doing all of the dreams, all of the visualizations that we can, keeping very creative, keeping the juices flowing, and keeping positive and keeping in gratitude.
All right, Sensei. I love it.
Teddy Bear, thank you so much. We send you love. It's an honor. We send you blessings. You've got a great spirit about you. You always have. We've known each other for years here, and I commend you on doing what you do very well. You do it very well.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And to all the many supporters out there, we want to thank you for tuning in and allowing the Teddy Bear help you tune out and get some positive energy. And for those who missed the interview, shame on you. But I do forgive you. You'll be able to see the interview in its entirety on YouTube. It'll be featured this evening, okay? And again, remember, the new album, Surprise Trip Love is available as we speak on iTunes, Apple. But if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And also to get all the latest tour information, be sure to stop by Mr. Moss' official website. That's at RonMoss.com. God bless, Sensei. Stay strong, remain positive, and keep it soulful, okay?
Thank you, Teddy Bear. Blessings to you always.
God bless. The super talented Mr. Ron Moss here on Night Tracks Radio. I want to send out a lot of love to Devin, Angelique, Kenneth, everyone that God found time out of their busy schedule to tune in and join us today. And for those also, be sure to stop by and join us on our Facebook Live page and join us and subscribe. That's at Night Tracks with two X's, Night Tracks Music, of course. Also on YouTube, that's at Night Tracks Music Podcast. It's on Night Tracks. You'll be able to see the interview in its entirety. And also be sure to follow us on Instagram, also on TikTok at Night Tracks with two X's.com. Okay. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I want everyone to have a fantastic weekend. As in always, keep it soulful here on Night Tracks Radio.